until the brother get ready with the recording, says here a question from the sisters. MashaAllah. Question one, is feeding poor people and relatives on death of parents, grandparents, bid'at? If I understood the question properly, if it is bid'at, can you please give any reference from Quran, Sunnah? First of all, let me correct the question. You never say if it is bid'ah, bring me the name from Quran and Sunnah that it is bid'ah. Bid'ah means which is not found in the Quran and the Sunnah. So how can I bring you proof that it is not found in the Quran and the Sunnah? If you have a proof that it is in the Quran and Sunnah, you bring the proof. That's the way. When somebody says this is bid'ah, you don't tell him, bring me the name that this is bid'ah. You never say this is a bring me to the deen that it is bid'ah, because he is denying that it is from the deen. One who proves that it is from the deen should bring the deen that it is from the deen. As we said yesterday, that principle of usul al-fiqh, the fundamental principles of dispersing in Islam, is that all the ibadat are forbidden. You are not allowed to worship Allah except with what the revelation came with. قال الله قال رسول قال صحاب. You don't just make anything and then say, okay, bring me the dalil that it is bid'ah. Then all these bid'ah in the world, worshipping the graves, Mawlid al-Nabawi, let's say Mawlid al-Nabawi, celebrating birthdays, whatsoever, bid'ah can be considered okay then, because no one can bring you belief from the Quran and Sunnah that this is bid'ah. Rasulullah did not say celebrating my Mawlid is bid'ah, but he said the hadith is said just before Salah, the two hadith and the ayah, when you kutub tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. So if you say that this is not bid'ah, then prove that you are following Rasulullah, that he did it. Isa Salam said, man ahmad fi amrina hadha man isa minu fa warad. Whoever innovates in our matter, meaning Islam, what is not from it, then it is rejected. Man amira amal laysa alayhi amruna fa warad. Whoever does something which is which our matter is not upon, then it is rejected. That's the way. Don't say that if it is bid'ah, can you please give me dalil? How can I give you dalil? I don't know how can I give you dalil. The dalil I can give you is read the whole Quran. Just that. The whole Quran is against it. The whole Quran is against it. Because the whole Quran calls for worshiping Allah and following Muhammad Rasulullah. And this is not on that. But anyway, feeding poor people, on the death, what do you call it? Anniversary? Huh? Anniversary? That is yearly thing. That's bid'ah. That's bid'ah. Definitely that's bid'ah. And my dalil to you is, did Rasulullah die or not? He died. Did he die in the lifetime of the Sahaba or after them? Lifetime of the Sahaba. Did anybody do like this? Oh, maybe it's Rasulullah, they cannot give sadaqah on behalf of Rasulullah. Fine. Abu Bakr died or not? In the lifetime of Rasulullah, did Khadija die or not? Did Ibrahim die or not? Did
Ruqayya, Umm Kulthum, all family of Rasulullah died. Did he do anything with them? Like that annually? La. But generally, if you want to give sadaqah on behalf of a dead person, relative or not relative, this is good worship. Jazakallah khair. No problem. But don't set a time for it. Every year on this day you do it. No, that's bid'ah. Setting a time for this is bid'ah. Now, whether it is the time in which they pass away, or even it is not, but you say, خلاص, every يعني, 5th of January I will give sadaqah on behalf of my parents who passed away. We say this is bid'ah. Setting up this time is bid'ah. You have to bring a dalil from that. That it is permissible. I don't say giving sadaqah on behalf of your parents who passed away is bid'ah, but I say setting up the time is bid'ah. Can you please state some dua that mother can make for their children? Allah Ta'ala already said it in Surah Al-Furqan. Allah Ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, oh our Lord, provide us from our support and children a matter of suffering eyes and hearts, of course, and make us imams of the believers. And Allah Ta'ala said about as Ibrahim alayhi salam said, that Ibrahim alayhi salam said, وَجْنُوبْنِي وَبَنِيَ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, put me and my children on a another, yani on the other back or other side of away from worshipping the idols, or protect me from me and my children. He said, me and my children from worshipping the idols. This type of dua that he can make. And inshallah, the third after the talk with the other question came from the minister. You ready? Bismillah. And Tahim.
لله دعوات الخلائق كلها خوفا على الإيمان للإسلام. They alert creation to their complete need for Allah, continuously failing and increasing their faith. This is the station of attentive care, of faith and the milestone of Islam. So it is not befitting for the worshipper to ever turn away from contemplating his own condition and reflecting upon the deficiency in his own action. Instead, he should expend all his efforts with wealth and wealth in his action, in making sure that he is performed correctly and excellently. He should also safeguard it from anything that may render it void, and remove it from anything that may corrupt it. So indeed, preserving the action is actually greater than the action itself. A person increases his attentive care and increases in his strife, and his faith increases. If, however, his attentive care decreases, his faith diminishes in proportion. From the greatest of matters wherein attentive care should be exercised is in performance of actions and in the milestone of the Ihsan, which refers to the fact which refers fervent desire to perform acts of worship with presence of heart and total devotion to Allah. Likewise, from the most important matters that deserve attentive care are the favors of Allah that He bestows upon a person. It is desired for a person to greatly thank Allah for granting him the grace to perform the action. Likewise, from those matters that deserve attentive care is fear and hope. Feeling that the act may be rejected due to self-conceit, ostentation, arrogance, or by not fulfilling it in the way that it deserves to be fulfilled, yet hoping it is accepted by Allah's mercy, benevolence, and grace, which includes being granted the grace to perform that action in the first place.
Now, ثم قال and then he said إمام عبد الرحمن بن سعد رحمه الله تعالى بالله دعوات الخلائق كلها خوفا على الإيمان من نقصان. They alert creation to their complete need for Allah. Continuously fearing a decrease in their faith. Now, Iman هو اعتقاد بالقلب ونطق باللسان وعمل بالجوارح والأركان يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالعصيان. والإيمان is to believe in the heart, to declare with your tongue, and to ask with your by the lips. And this Iman can increase and decrease. من أدلة زيادته, and from the proofs and evidences for its increasement, ما ذكر الله عز وجل في الآية 124 من سورة التوبة. When Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Ayah 124 of Surah At-Tawbah, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِي إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala said here, whenever there come down a sure, some of them say, which of you, a surah, whenever there comes down a surah, meaning a verse in the Quran, some of them say, which of you has had his faith increased by it? وهؤلاء منافقون, these are منافقين. يقولون يعني يسألون من منكم زادت, يعني مع أن لم تزد إيمانهم لكن يعلمون أن الإيمان يزيد وهم منافقون. These ones are منافق, hypocrites, but yet they know that the Iman can increase, and that's why they ask each other, who of you who of you is Iman was increased by the sending of this ayah of the surah. Allah Ta'ala said, قال الله عز وجل أما الذين آمنوا فأما الذين آمنوا وزادتهم إيمانا. Yea, those who believe, their faith is increased and they do rejoice. والله عز وجل أيضا يقول وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم and never would Allah make your faith of no effect. Of no effect. والأدلة على ذلك والأدلة على ذلك أيضا كثيرة من كتاب الله والذين اهتدوا زدناهم هدى زادهم هدى زادهم هدى وآتاهم تقواهم. وكذلك في سورة الأحزاب in سورة الأحزاب آية 22 الله عز وجل said ولما رأى المؤمنون الأحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما. When the believers saw the confederate forces meaning of the kuffar They say, this is what Allah and His Messenger have promised us. And Allah and His Messenger told us what was true. And it's only added to their faith and their zeal and obedience. So, added to their faith. So faith, Iman increased. Now, والأدلة على ذلك كثيرة. وكذلك جاء في الحديث في حديث الشفاعة طويل أذن حديث الانتسيشن رب حديث أخرجوا من كان في قلبي مثقال شعيرة وفي رواية من كان في قلبي مثقال أدنى مثقال حبة من إيمان وفي رواية وبعد ذلك قال أخرجوا من كان في قلبي أدنى مثقال ذرة أو حبة من إيمان. And in the other hadith, in the hadith of Shafa'ah, Allah Ta'ala will say in that day, after all the intercessors intercede, Allah will command the angels saying to them, get out of the fire, whoever you find in his heart, even, an iman, even, a weight of one barley. What you call it? Sha'ir. Barley, is it? A wheel of barley. Barley. And then, in the other hadith, get out of the fire who you find a weight of a piece of a weight of a piece of the piece of dust, a weight of and other the atom, a weight of an atom. So what does that mean? The iman can be like an atom, and then increases. Now, and whatever increases can decrease. Whatever increases can decrease. ولذلك يقول العلماء أن نعم الإيمان يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالعصيان. العلماء say that the iman increases with the obedience and decreases with the disobedience or the sin. وفي الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال ما رأيت من ناقصات عقل ودين. قيل وما نقصان دين يا رسول الله؟ قال أليس تنكث الأيام لا تصلي؟ فهذا من نقصان دينها. أنا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said I never saw ones like you meaning women who are less in their sin, the sanity, and the deen, the faith, the religion. Not the faith, the religion. He said, what is the shortening in her deen? He said, doesn't she remain for days? Does not pray? Because of the menses, meaning. He said, then this is the shortening in her deen. Meaning, the salah is the iman, as Allah Ta'ala said in the other ayah, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 143. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. And Allah won't let your iman go or be inconsiderate. Now, وَالْأَدِلَّ عَلَى ذَلِكَ كَثِيرًا. And the دليل, the أدلة for that are so huge in number. So huge in number. والحاصل أنهم يخافون مع أعمالهم الكثيرة أنهم يخافون على الإيمان من نقصان دائما ما يطمئن الواحد منه. And the conclusion of that is that they always fear that their iman decreases. Whatsoever good deeds they do not consider it يعني something accepted and their iman is complete, they always fear that their iman might be decreased. Not. Not. عقل ودي ما رأيت
المسلمين
وكعقل لأن في سنة العقل هي صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل لما سئل عن هذا قال إذا أحسن إلى إحدى كل الدهرة ثم يعني رأت منه شيء قال ما رأيت من ما رأيت منك خير قط ذلك كفر عجيب. نعم إيسيت صلى الله عليه وسلم that if the one of you, the husband of one of you يعني do best, does his best, will you all be long life. And one day he يعني is found he failed to do it, then what says I never saw لا لا عفوا لا 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 في الحديث الآخر sorry this is in the other hadith. في هذا الحديث قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أليست شهادته المرأتين تعد الشهادة الواحدة. He said that the witness of two women equals a witness of one man. فهذا يعني نقص. نعم ليس يعني أنها لا تفكر مثل الرجال. هناك من النساء من عندها قدرة على التفكير أحسن من كثير من الرجال. It doesn't mean that she cannot يعني think like men. There are some women who can think much better than the men. Many men. انظر إلى آسيا بنت مزاحم. Look to آسيا بنت مزاحم امرأة فرعون لوالد فرعون. أيهما كان أكثر عقلا؟ Who was most who had most intellect? هي أم فرعون؟ Her or فرعون؟ She was أبن more intellect than فرعون لأنها عرفت الحق وفرعون كذب به because she knew the truth الحق وفرعون denied it. وهكذا في الدين في الإيمان ليس يعني أنها تمتنع عن الصلاة أيام حيضها يعني أن إيمانها أقل من إيمان الرجال. And likewise her إيمان not because she doesn't pray during the days of menses that her iman is lower than the iman of the men. لا انظر إلى عائشة رضي الله عنها أين يكون إيمانها إلى إيماني إلى إيمان كثير من الرجال. نقطة عائشة رضي الله عنها her iman can يعني be compared to the iman of many men. لا وهكذا كثير إلى يوم هذا وإلى إن شاء الله. And likewise many up to our day and till the day of resurrection until Allah Ta'ala wills من النساء from the women من عندهم رجاحة عقل هو يعني good interest فيميزنا الحق من الباطل so they know the حق from the باطل وإيمانهن إيمانهن في تزايد and their إيمان is increasing حتى في أيام العادة. انظر إلى الرجال في بلاد المسلمين الذين يطالبون بسفور المرأة وخروجها إلى الطرقات والأسواق وحاسرة كاشفة وتخالط الرجال ويقول لي حق المرأة وحريتها. Look to those men who claim in the Muslim countries the right of women. By trying to make them exposed to the street and markets and mixed with the men, even with no covers, and they said it's the right of the woman. بينما نجد كثير من المؤمنات يرفضن هذا بل ويكتبنا بالصحف ويتكلمنا بالإعلام منتقدين هذا. When we see a lot of women, believer women, write in the newspapers and speak in the media condemning this type of claims. وَعَادَ مِنْ إِمَانِهِنَّ وَرَجَاحَةِ عَقُولِهِنَّ. And this is for the iman and their proper intellect. وفي الأمس جعلوا اتصال من المدينة. And just yesterday a call came, I received a call from المدينة بينما أنا هنا في لندن وأنا here in London. سؤال عن امرأة جاءت من جدة إلى المدينة بطلب, طلبت من زوجها أن يأخذها إلى المدينة. A woman asked her husband to take her to المدينة. فلما جاء إلى المدينة امتنعت عن النزول للصلاة في المسجد النبوي وآذرت أن تصلي في بيتها. And when they came to Medina, she did not go to the Masjid al-Nabawi to pray, and she decided to pray there where she's staying in the hotel. ولما سئلت عن ذلك, and she was asked about that, قالت إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول صلاة المرأة وصلاة المرأة البيت خير لها. And the prayer of the woman in her house is better for her. فقلت يعني هذا دليل إيمان عظيم. This is an indication of a great إيمان. لأنها إنما أرادت امتثال أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because she only wanted to fulfill the command of Allah.
الحروب عن الشوارع كلها فاسترجعوها من سوى الرحمن. Their hearts turned away from all destruction, completely empty of other than the most merciful.
نعم, وهذا حال المؤمن أن يعزل قلبه عن الشواغل, الشواغل الدنيوية, الشواغل, لكن ليس بمخالفة هدي الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's the proper position of the believer, to turn away his heart from all those things that can make him busy not to do the obligatory and optional worships, but not by abandoning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وذلك أن رجالا, and that's because some men, جاءوا إلى بيوت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, came to the Prophet's houses, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم houses, فسألوا عن أحوال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So they asked about the situations of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأخبروا أنه كان يصوم ويقوم وأنه متزوج. فكأنهم تقالوها, يعني رأوها قليلة في حقهم. قال هذا رسول الله لكن لنا قليلة. So they, when they were told about his fasting and praying night prayers and يعني enjoying his family, they found this they said this is Rasulullah and he prays, and then they found that this is little in regard to themselves, because they are not messengers and they are not Abu Iman like Rasulullah, not to the Shaitan how he tried to deceive the people. And then one of them said, فقال أحدهم أما أنا فأنام ولا أقوم فأقوم ولا أنام. I spend the night in praying and I never sleep at night. وقال الآخر وأما أنا أصوم فلا أفطر, يعني لا أفطر أي يوم لكن أفطر عند الغروب. He said, the second said, and for me, I will fast constantly and I never break my fasting, meaning during the day, but in sunset by the Maghrib time. But he will fast every day, every day. وقال الثالث أما أنا فلا أتزوج النساء لأنه رأى أن الاستمتاع بالنساء يصرف الإنسان عن العبادة حسب ظنه. And the third said, I will never marry women, because he thought that enjoying women will turn you away from the worship, remembrance and this. That's as he assumed. لكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر أن استمتاع الرجل بأهله أجر. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us that enjoying one's family is a reward. It's a reward. كما قال لما قالوا أي شهوته ولو بأجر. When he صلى الله عليه وسلم said that, the Sahaba said, يا رسول الله, one of us enjoys his family and he receives reward for that. Isa Salaf said, أرأيتم لو وضعها في حرام أكان عليه وزر؟ أرأيتم لو وضعها في حرام؟ See if he have what the seven meaning enjoyed a haram, يعني fornicated. Is he going to receive a sin? قالوا نعم. He said yes. قال فكذلك لو وضعها في حلال. He said likewise if he put it in halal way. فإن له بها أجر. So it's going to be rewarded. لكن السواغر الأخرى كما قال الله عز وجل ولا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. But the other entertainments or other things that can turn you away from your Lord, this what you turn away from. هذا ما تنصرف عنه. وذلك قال تتفرغون أي القلوب ما علقوا فيها شيء إلا حب الله. Their hearts are free from anything to be on him but the love of Allah. فكل ما يحبه الله أتوه وكل ما يبغضه الله اجتنبوه وكل ما ليس فيه حب ولا بغض أتوا منه ما احتاجوا إليه. So everything that Allah Ta'ala loves, they proceeded to it. And everything that Allah Ta'ala hates, they avoided. And those things which have no love, no hate with Allah, before Allah Ta'ala, from Allah Ta'ala said, then they just use from it what they only need. هكذا كان حال السلف. نعم. لا أنا قلت يعني يترك الشواغل لكن لا يكون يعني العزوب يعني عن المباحات. And I said they turn away from whatsoever can make them turn away from dhikr, but not to the limit that they go extreme and forbid what is permissible. That كما قال الله عز وجل ولا تنسى نصيبك من الدنيا. And don't forget your share of this worldly life. يعني تأكل, yeah, meaning to eat, تشرب, drink, تنام, sleep, تستظل بالظل, يعني get shade. بعض الناس يرى أن العبادة يجي في الشمس كالصوفية مع إمكان الاستظلال. Some people think that it is from the worship to stay under the sun, even if you can be under the shade. وبعضهم يرى من العبادة أن لا يعني يأكل أبدا. وذلك لما رأى أبو بكر الصديق امرأة قاعدة في الشمس ولا تتكلم، قال ما بال هذه؟ قالت نذرت لله أن لا تتكلم ولا تصدر. When he asked about her, he was told that this woman has had an oath with Allah that she never eats, she never gets under shade. فقال فأمرها أن تترك ذلك لأن هذا ليس من البر. And he commanded her to leave that because this is not from the piety. No.
حركاتهم وعزومهم لله هلال الخلق والشيطان. Their movement concerns the mere result are all for Allah, the creation nor the devil. Meaning that they empty their hearts of all that distract them from Allah and distances them from His good presence. The reality of God's renunciation, Zuhr. This emptying will not be sufficient unless the heart is filled with beneficial thoughts and truthful resolves. So determined ideas and thoughts should be concerned with all that will draw him closer to Allah, such as acquiring knowledge, contemplating over the Quran, and remembering Allah, the presence of heart, reflecting over Allah's kindness, the fear of slipping and committing disobedience, reflecting over the attributes of the All-Merciful, and the fact that they are free from every blemish and defect, and reflecting upon the grave and its fate, the day of resurrection and its event, paradise and its delight, and hell and its blazing fire. Their thoughts revolve around all these matters, away from those negative thoughts that endanger nothing but grief, harm, wasting of time, and psychological instability, all of which are unhealthy for a person, both in this life and the hereafter.
نعم قال حركاتهم. He said their movements. يعني التي يتحركوها مشيهم قيامهم قعودهم سفرهم إقامتهم. Their movements, which they do, standing, sitting, walking, traveling, residence, all this for Allah. For Allah. همومهم, their worries, لله. لا يهتمون لأمور الدنيا. They don't care about this worldly life. بمعنى أنه لا يحزنهم جدا إذا فقدوا شيئا من أمر الدنيا. Meaning that they don't have much worry and sadness and when they lose something of this دنيا. لكنهم إذا فقدوا شيئا من أمر الآخرة حزنوا جدا. But if they come to lose anything of the آخرة, meaning worship, they come to feel sad. They come to feel sad. وعزومهم resolves, يعني إرادتهم فعل الأشياء لله. ما يريدون فعل شيء إلا لوجه الله. ويمتحنون هذه الإرادات. يمتحنون هذه الإرادات. And they examine these resolves. If it is for Allah, إذا كانت لله أمرها. If it is for Allah, then they go with it. وإذا كانت لغير الله تراجعوا عنها. But if it is for other than Allah, then they withdraw from it. كما قال الله عز وجل: قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين بذلك أمرت. نعم بذلك أمرت. جل الله تعالى سيد سورة الأنعام آية 162 سورة الأنعام آية 162 الله تعالى said قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي لله رب العالمين. Say O Muhammad, truly my prayers and my service of sacrifice, my life and my death are all for Allah, the creation of the worlds. Now so nothing to be from me to any others. وهكذا كل مسلم ينبغي أن يكون عمله لله. And likewise every Muslim, his deeds must be for the sake of Allah. نعم.
يعمل رفيق لطالب السبل التي تفي إلى الخيرات والإحسان.
نعم.
The best of friends is the seeker of good thoughts, with means to acquiring goodness and ihsan. These are the ones who will cause their friends to be happy, provided they follow their path. Then is the path that Allah has ordered the ark him to guide us to, because of him favoring them with true faith and actualizing. We ask Allah that he has a straight path, the path of those who have bestowed faith. The truthful ones, the martyrs, the pious, they are the best of company. We ask that he save us from the path of the anger and the misguidance, which lead to disgrace and destruction. For he is the most generous of those who show generosity, and the most merciful to those who show mercy. I ask Allah, speaking the means of nearness to him by his most beautiful name, attributes and favours, that he not prevent us from the good that is with him of divine benevolence and forgiveness, because of our evils, our deficiencies, and fulfilling his rights and our transgressions, and that he make the sincerely forsaken his faith, and a cause for attaining bliss in the gardens of paradise. May Allah shower abundant blessings and peace upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the unmerited prophet, who was sent as a mercy to all the world, and upon his family, companions, and followers.
نعم. قال نعم الرفيق لطالب السبل التي تفضي إلى الخيرات والإحسان. يعني سبل الخير, سبل الهداية, الصراط المستقيم, هذا هو الذي تصحبه كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Here he said, the best of your friends is the seeker of the of these paths, which leads to acquiring goodness and ihsan. As the Prophet said, مثل الجليس الصالح والجليس السوء كحامل المسك ونافخ الكيل. The example or the similitude of the good companion and the bad companion is the similitude of the one who sells the perfume and the other the blacksmith. ثم قال المسك إما أن تبتع منه أو إما يحذيك أو تبتع منه أو تجد منه ريحا طيبة ما تشتري أو يحذيك يعني يعطيك تشم أو أنك تجلس في المحل تشم رائحة طيبة. عشان هو نصر لبرفيوم سلم إذا يبايك من برفيوم which is good it makes you smell some new perfume, which is good stuff. Or at least when you are in his shop, you only smell good. There's no any bad smell. ونابق الكير إما أن يحرق ثوبك أو تجد منه ريحا خبيثة. While the blacksmith either it burns your clothes or at least you have a you get a bad smell of him or his shop. نعم. ولذلك ينبغي الإنسان أن يتخير أصدقائه. And that's why it is essential for one to check who he takes as friends and companions. لأنه كما قيل إن الجليس لبالمجالس يقتدي. The one who يعني سكر is influenced with the one that he sits to. فيحتاج أن الإنسان يختار أصدقائه. So one needs to choose carefully and perfectly whom he accompanies. ولا يكون يعيش هكذا سبهللا. And not to live like that with no any goals, knowing not who to go with. That is bad. وهذا آخر الكتاب. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح، وأن يوفقنا وإياكم لسبل الهدى، وأن يجعلنا وإياكم ممن اشتغلوا لبناء الآخرة، وأن يجعلنا وإياكم ممن حفظوا من أن تشغلهم الدنيا. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا، إنك على كل شيء قدير. ومن إجابة وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. سنأخذ هنا آخر سؤالين موجودين عندنا. We'll take care the last question you have here. Is giving صدقة of the sunnah when you see a bad dream or when you or when a calamity falls on yourself or the family. In regards to bad dream, we never hear that you give sadaqah whenever you have a bad dream. And the Prophet ﷺ said what to do. He said, and any one of you sees and he finds a dream of what he likes, what he loves, then let him to tell those whom he loves or likes. And while if he finds or if he and he finds a dream of what he has, let him not to tell nobody, as this is from Shaitan and it will not happen and he should not care about. Second on the fourth from this sister, can you please recommend a way or any books that have been translated into English to purify the heart? There is the book of Ibn Qayyim, I think it is translated. So it's called Madarij al-Salikin, and also Burjat Qulub al-Abrar for Imam al-Sa'di also translated. All this from the thing that relates to the heart, yani how to purify the heart. وهنا سؤال يقول, if you give charity for someone who passed away, will you also give a reward? Yes, but not reward of sadaqah, but reward of helping a Muslim. Here is a question from the sister. Say, if a child is born out of zina, can you have an aqiqah for the child? Wallahi, it seems the aqiqah yet to be, because the Prophet said, كل مولود مرتهن بعقيقته. Every child is related to his aqiqah. الذي يضع لي والله أعلم ما سمعت ذلك شيئا لكن الذي يضع أنه يعق وإن لم يعق عنه يعقه عن نفسه إذا كبر. هذا رأي بعض أهل العلم. As I said, that I never heard anything in regard to the haqiqa for the one who's born of zina, but Allah A'lam, it is to be done for him, and if it is not done when he grow up and he has the ability, he does it, as the opinion of some of the ulama with the normal children. Wallahu A'lam. The last question says, is calling the adhan in the baby's ear when the child is born part of the sunnah? In regard to this issue, the ulama have different opinions. Ibn Qayyim in his book Tuhfat al-Mawlud, he said that adhan and iqama, adhan on the right ear and iqama on the left ear. Some other ulama said that this is from the bid'ah to call adhan or iqama, while some other said that it is from the sunnah to call adhan but not iqama. Wallahu a'lam. And it is better to avoid it as long as there are these different opinions in the authenticity of the hadith, not in the understanding of the hadith. If it is on the understanding of the hadith, it's something inshallah can have some space of different opinions. But the problem is the difference between the ulama is upon the authenticity of the hadith, if it is authentic or not. So if this is the case, no, we avoid. Because if you don't call adhan on his ear or an iqama, then you are not in sin. Because even those who say it is something good, they say it is sunnah, they don't say it is wajib. So avoiding and stopping it because of this suspicion would be the same sign. والله تعالى أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.